bring the hammer down on the moon. Republic intelligence had tried to provide aid in the form of documentation and transport. But Compnor, by then on the rise in the Imperial hegemony, had refused to intervene, and so many of Teller's operatives, despite their long-standing loyalty to the Republic, had been arrested and executed. The Imperial directive to make an example of the moon had made perfect sense to Tarkin at the time. He wasn't a retributionist. It was simply that separating friend from foe would undoubtedly have allowed many separatists to flee into hiding. Eliminating them en masse on Antar 4 was preferable to having to hunt them down later in whatever remote regions they found shelter. His actions had conveyed a message to other former CIS worlds that defeat didn't grant them absolution for their crimes, or assure them that the Empire was ready to welcome them back into the fold with open arms. The message had to be made clear to Raxus, Kuriva, Mirkana, and the rest. Surrender all former separatists, or suffer the same fate as the population of the Gotal Moon. Still, Tarkin could see how a Republic officer like Teller might feel betrayed to the point where he would attempt to wage a campaign of revenge against all odds. The military was filled with those who refused to accept that collateral damage was acceptable when it served to further the Imperial cause. In the absence of order, there was only chaos. Did Teller expect an apology from the Emperor? Compensation for the families of those who had been unjustly executed? It was witless thinking. Multiply Teller by 1 billion or 10 billion beings, however, and the Empire could face a serious problem. He continued to peruse Teller's resume, wading through the dense text that scrolled in midair in front of his eyes. By the time Teller had made his appeal to his intelligence chiefs, he had already been reassigned to head up security at... Tarkin stared at the words. Desolation Station. The clandestine outpost responsible for overseeing much of the research for the deep space battle station. But Teller wasn't there for long. He had vanished shortly after the events at Antar 4 and hadn't been seen since. Some in military intelligence believed that he had been assassinated by Compnor agents, but others were convinced that it was Teller who had not only fed information about Antar 4 to Anora Fair and Hask Taff, but also been instrumental in spiriting the media partners to safety hours before they were to have been disappeared by Compnor. Tarkin eased off the castered stool and began to pace the length of the massive table, all the while regarding the four projected holo images. Was it possible that some, or all of them, were involved in the pirating of the Carrion Spike? He stopped to mull it over and shook his head. The odds were good that Teller and Knotts knew each other, in that they had answered the same case officer at Republic Intelligence. Also that Teller had approached the journalists with his story. But none of the four was a starship pilot, much less an engineer capable of managing the Corvette's sophisticated instruments and systems. Returning to the stool, Tarkin resummoned the lengthy file devoted to Antar 4. The Republic databases were difficult to navigate, as much of the information had been deleted or redacted, or was in the process of being altered and reinterpreted. Once he had successfully wormed his way into the appropriate archives, however, he was able to narrow the parameters of his search for Republic assets associated with the Resistance. Ultimately, the distant computers provided the names of several of Teller's partisan subordinates who had escaped execution on the moon and were at least worthy of consideration. There was, for example, a Gotal starship pilot, identified in the archives only as Salik, and a Korivar munitions and surveillance expert listed only as Kala. Tarkin extracted holo images of the twin-horned humanoid and the single-horned near-human, and placed them on the far side of the holograms of Fair and Taff. Then, changing his mind, he moved them to float between those of Teller and Knotts. A tremor of excitement coursed through him. He propelled the castered stool to the holonet array and contacted the escort carrier Goliath, ordering the specialist he eventually spoke with to forward from the ship's database a record of his transmission with the Findian administrator of the fuel tanker. When the recording arrived, he extracted the image of the scar-faced, red-haired human who had requisitioned fuel cells and ordered the computer to compare the hologram of Teller to the bogus Imperial commander with the ocular implant. In short order, text flashed above the holotable between the two holograms. Match. 99.9%. Tarkin's jaw fell open in wonder as he stared at the man who had stolen his ship. Shifting his gaze between his dictated text and the holograms of the suspects, he began to think through everything from scratch. Yes, Teller could have learned about the Carrion Spike during his short tenure at Desolation Station, and it would have been easy enough for him to persuade Salek and Carla to join him, since he had probably been responsible for exfiltrating them from Antar IV. Just as he'd been responsible for saving the lives of Feyre and Taff by whisking them from Coruscant. At that point, Teller would have had a pilot, an operations and munitions specialist, and two holonet experts. Tarkin ran a hand down over his mouth and took hold of his chin. Something was missing. Someone was missing. He re-entered the top-secret database to scan the few reports he could access relating to Desolation Station. Teller wasn't the only being who had disappeared from the secret facility. Motivated by grievances against the Empire, many had fled and become fugitives. The count was so high, in fact, that Compnor had compiled a most wanted list of missing scientists and technicians who had held high-priority security clearances. The disappearances were often